Hello, family and friends. I'm excited today to have with me Dr. Chris Holland and his wife, Pastor Vicky, from Indianapolis. We're on day 5 here, and I've had such a great time. We took a little time in between here to talk more about the Lord. And, sometimes it takes a while to record these podcasts because we spend time in between talking about Jesus. And my favorite topic.
Right.
There's no better topic than Jesus.
Favorite topic of discussion.
We take our last breath someday. That's all that's going to matter. Do we know Jesus? Do we not know Jesus in our heart?
That's right.
And so, Father, we come today ready to receive. We're so thankful for this time together. We're ready. We're hungry, Father, to receive in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, back to you, Pastor Chris.
Well, she told the big story of how we met, and mine's a little different. She chased me. She was frustrated because I hadn't called her, all in a lather and a bother.
Just gonna lie right here on the podcast.
So, really, the stalking was on her part. I was the stalkee.
Jesus is listening.
Felt like
I'm moving over.
Felt like a deer on the side of a mountain with a bear after it. But really, what a blessing and what a godsend. Just a great woman of faith. Helped me through some of the nonsense of the anger I had and the frustration of the battle with cancer and all those things. In a very young age, I had earned my first degree black belt in karate with tumors, and then my third degree after that, and then my fifth degree later on. But just really at the height of my physical life and all that, but through that, when we started trying to start a family, battled being able to get doctors had told me would never get pregnant and told her that she would never carry a child full term. And so, after we went in for some testing, and he's like, I'm very, very sorry, no, you, and he's a little Indian urologist, you'll not have any babies. If you do, it will be a miracle, or you will not be the only man in your house. And I said, well, first of all, I'll punch you in your eye right now if you ever say that about my wife's character. And, oh, no, I didn't mean no disrespect. And so, sure enough, 30 days later, she was pregnant for the first time.
Praise God.
So I called him. Oh, it is a miracle. I said, yeah, you better say that. And then we lost that baby to miscarriage. And then, I don't know, it's about 9 months or a year later that she got pregnant again. And we took that child into the trimesters and then had another miscarriage. And
the first one, how many weeks was the first one, roughly? I know a lot of people that have miscarriages, and I think it would help people. And remember how long?
Yeah.
Both of them were within the first trimester.
First trimester, yeah. Okay. My daughter, my second oldest daughter, lost a baby in the end of the first trimester recently, so I know it's tough. But they're in heaven with Jesus.
They're in heaven with Jesus, that's right.
We get to see him one of these days.
That's right.
Amen. I always think about how they're going to tell us how dumb we are, because they've been getting some good training.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, y'all could have learned a few things from us. I'm sure that's what they'll say.
Amen.
But kind of like Elijah, I always loved the story of the Shunammite woman and how when Elijah had his servant to ask her what her greatest desire was, it was to have a baby. And when he said to her prophetically that she would, she told him, hey, listen, holy man, don't mess with me. In other words, don't mess with my feelings. And for 7 years, I laid my hand on her belly. 7 years.
Praise God.
Declared her the mother of blessed children. She had scripture she confessed daily. And we believe God, but I'm going to tell you, the intensity of the Shunammite woman was on her every month because she wanted to have children, and I did too.
Yes.
So
every meeting we went to in that season of our lives, we went to all kinds of church services, and it seemed like, I mean, every time we went to a church service, there was a call for people trying to get pregnant, or somebody that had a bad report from a doctor, or something along those lines. And I cannot tell you how many prayer lines I was in, just weeping and crying out to God. And it was prophesied to me over and over and over and over again that we were going to have children. But 7 years is a very long time to wait for that to be to come to manifestation.
Yeah, it was huge. And so 7 years later, she gets pregnant with Jacob Samuel and gives birth. He was premature, but God blessed us with him. And then 20 months later, Preston came. And then I started praying, Lord, turn it off. It's working too good. It's working too good. But it worked great. And so we have two young men who now preach the gospel. They help us pastor the church and do ministry. And Preston is a tremendous songwriter, musician, singer. And Jacob's a great, he doesn't sing that much, but he's a very anointed singer. But a percussionist and a videographer. He helps a lot of people with things like that that you know and are aware of. But God's blessing upon our lives has just been tremendous.
Yeah. I want to talk about the difference between passive faith and active faith.
That's a good one.
Because during that season, it had been, like I said, been prophesied to me so much that we were going to have a child. But I just tabled it, basically. I wasn't applying any active faith with it. Just like, okay, yeah, you said it's going to happen. There was a moment in my life when I had just miscarried. We were co-pastoring, and two women in my church, one of whom did not even want to be pregnant. She cried when she found out she was pregnant. Two women in my church delivered a child the week that I miscarried my second child. And I'm the pastor's wife, and it's my job to go celebrate with them at the hospital.
Yeah, people forget about that.
And hold their babies and celebrate the fact that they just delivered. I'm telling you, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
And she had just lost. So sometimes I think church family needs to understand that your pastors and their families can go through extreme loss too. Don't forget about that. Yeah. Don't expect us to be Superman and Superwoman.
Yes.
Sometimes we got to work our way through our stuff too.
I was driving away from the hospital, and I came to a physical intersection in the road, but it was an intersection in my life. I pulled up to that stop sign, and I had a choice to make right there. I can still picture the intersection in my mind, that I knew right there that I was making a life decision. I could either be angry, because I was starting to feel very angry, that especially a woman who didn't even want to have a child is able to have a child, and I've been crying out to God, and I can't or couldn't at that moment. And so I had the decision to make, and I thought, if I'm angry, if I decide that it's okay to be angry, then what I'm saying is that I don't believe God is capable of doing this thing in me.
Yeah.
And if I decide not to be angry, then I'm saying, God, why would I be angry? Of course it's coming. I just have to wait. Yes.
And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, you have to preach to yourself. How shall they hear unless they have a preacher? And you got to preach to yourself. You got to preach to your wife. She's got to preach to you. At times when you don't think you can make it one more day, you got to have somebody preaching at you. You got to preach at them when they don't think they can make it one more day.
I have to preach at you a lot more. But than you have to
stop.
A lot more.
But hey,
that's some key information.
But the miracle comes.
Yes.
The miracle comes. God is still in the miracle business. He's still touching lives today. And the greatest of all is when we get born again.
Yes.
And we get inducted into this great kingdom called the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He settles the barren woman in her home and makes her the happy mother of children.
Wow.
There you go.
Reminds me of my pastor, Pastor Mark Pearl. He was going through a particularly difficult time one time. Went to the Lord, and, Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And the Lord said, why don't you do what you preach?
Bless Pastor Pearl.
Well, if you would, why don't you pray for our listeners, please?
Well, Father, we just thank you that somebody's listening today to this word. Somebody is being touched in their life right now, that you ignite an absolute powerful flame of faith that they can believe with all. Somebody was going to give up today. Somebody was going to give up on life. They were going to give up on being a parent. They were going to give up on doing anything for God. But Lord, let this word today go into their life.
Yes, Lord.
That they know somebody that you blessed and touched and changed by faith. So stir their faith in Jesus' name to go one more day.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, folks, you can contact pastors at tfhindy.com for the Father's House, tfhindy.com. Folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.